We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're almost to the weekend.
I'm freaking pumped! I've been drinking green tea all damn day!
It's time to get weird.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not a little kitty cat no more.
Always awkward, often offensive, exceedingly entertaining.
I was going to ask you who you think would win in a fight between a grilled cheese sandwich and a taco.
It's time for the Weekend Would You Rather, brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade. Please drink responsibly.
Grilled cheese, but only in a fair fight. If it's prison rules, I'd take the taco.
The Weekend You Would Rather on 1080.
This is my hat now. This is totally my hat.
The Fan.
It is that time. Weekend Would You Rather. You can add to all the other descriptors that AJ is always uncomfortable. And typically, we get in trouble with PETA.
Typically. You know how Primetime's been getting letters recently? Like, I don't you've even been to the mailroom recently. Like,
I don't
your
know
box
where the mailroom
is packed
is.
With PETA letters.
Stop.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, well, this is your fault.
You need to read them.
Well, it's your fault, so.
All right, I got a story for you coming out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Taco Bell employees set off fireworks inside the restaurant.
What?
Cause a fire after accidentally locking themselves out.
I'm sorry. So they set fire to the restaurant by setting off fireworks and then locked themselves out?
Yeah, that's the correct way those events transpired.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, my question for you. Would you rather have the power to shoot fireworks out of your hands?
Ooh.
Or be able to change any object into a menu item from your favorite fast food restaurant with just one wink?
Oh, for sure the fast food restaurant.
Wink.
Without a doubt.
Really?
Oh, I can call up some In-N-Out anytime I want.
That's true.
My waist size goes through the roof, but my happiness level matches it.
Yeah, I feel like you'd get into trouble at a certain point because, like, I always love the question of turning objects into other things because people don't think about the idea that there are only a, like, finite amount of objects that are around you each day.
Mm.
And, like, you'll start to run out of stuff to turn into your favorite things.
But, like, how many times? I just need one In-N-Out burger a day.
Yeah.
Animal fries.
It's not going to end that way. You're going to get one, and then you're going to be like, oh, and yeah, I need fries.
Well, and then other people are going to, you know, play into my superpowers.
Right.
But I don't like the fireworks one because I spend too much time out in the woods, and I would be nervous that I would accidentally, you know. And then, like, what? I don't like that one.
Well, Scarlett, too.
Well, yeah, Scarlett.
Scarlett doesn't like fireworks, right?
Scarlett detests fireworks.
Yeah.
Loves hoses.
Yes.
Not fireworks.
And then, like, biting at water from the hose.
Yeah, we went through agility drills yesterday, a.k.a. just me moving the hose back.
Right, exactly.
I'll show you the video.
Agility drills?
Yeah.
What the hell is she training for?
You know, maybe Air Bud 18 or whatever they're on. She got to be ready.
Cast in that.
And also, you know, she's getting up there. Got to keep her hips agile.
How old is she?
She's 6 and a half.
Yeah. Middle-aged dog.
Middle-aged woman. So, anyway, I choose In-N-Out all day, every day. I mean, choosing objects, and obviously I'd change it. And that means I could get Mountain Dew Baja Blast, speaking of Taco Bell.
Oh, hell yeah.
Get it anytime I want.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Also, you would be a Tiger Mom on set with Scarlett.
Yes.
On Air Bud 85.
Yep. Absolutely.
Shit! Come on!
Listen to me. We practice this.
All right. Your next headline, this one coming out of, I got to find the place here. Oh, Georgia.
Ah.
Woman finds, oh.
Did you read this before you're reading it on the air?
Woman finds 18 snakes under her bed after she saw a tiny piece of fuzz move.
You did this on purpose.
I did, actually.
You're the worst.
I forgot I added this one.
Oh, my gosh.
Woman was scared, quote-unquote, shirtless after finding 18 snakes under her bed in Georgia. I spotted what I thought was a piece of fuzz on the floor, went to reach for it, and it moved.
Nope. Nope. Burn the place down. It's over. It's over.
I'm out.
What kind of snakes? Bet they're bad. It's Georgia.
Let me see here.
Probably water moccasins.
17. Oh.
A pit of snakes.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
The family learned that they had 17 babies that had recently hatched and a mother snake as guests in their home.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to lose. I couldn't do it.
Apparently in Georgia, this is pretty common is what the article is telling.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like maybe you shouldn't move to Georgia then.
All right. Take it off the list.
Would you rather have to swallow all of your food whole?
Okay.
Like a snake.
Yeah, yeah.
Or shed your skin every few weeks, say 3 weeks.
Okay.
And it takes a day for it to completely happen.
Ugh. Ugh. I'm just picturing snakes like coming up through the floor right now.
You do not have the option to not eat your food whole. This means any food you eat at this point, whether it is a cracker with cheese or a beefsteak, you will need to eat it as it is, and then it will slowly digest.
So here's the deal. I have done like a face peel before.
No, oh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. One of the most uncomfortable things I have ever done in the name of beauty.
Mm.
I'm not doing the skin peeling thing. I will deal with the swallowing my food whole. I can't imagine your entire body.
I mean, you're going to be a hoot at parties.
Well, here we are. If I do the skin thing every 3 weeks, I'm just miserable and I can't go out because can't see the sun when you get new skin. Everyone knows that. No.
Take a day off, I guess. You can just explain it's a condition and say, like, I have to take a day off every 3 weeks.
No. I'll do the swallowing my food whole.
Also, with swallowing your food whole, you're going to have to, like, warn your friends before dinner. Like, if your friends invite you to their house for dinner, you'd be like, that sounds great. Hey, I want to just let you know I have this weird thing where, like, everything I eat, it is going to be exposed in my throat, and you will see it slowly go down.
Okay, but also, I could get around it by chopping up my food using a fork and a knife, you know, utensils, because you didn't caveat this. So I could just make everything bite-sized still, and then you don't see it all going through. You know, like, I don't have to eat the whole turkey breast. I can chop it up first.
It's a pain in the ass.
Loophole. Found it.
It's a pretty good loophole.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm a fast eater, so that might bother the hell out of me. All right, heads up. I got another one.
Another snake one?
Enormous 16-foot Burmese python caught in Florida.
What are you doing? What are you doing to me?
Now, in all fairness, these were the questions from last week, but we had that news breaking last week with...
No, that is not in all fairness. You never should have picked snake questions.
Now, the reason this is in all fairness was the man that caught... And this is the only reason I brought this one up. The man that caught this snake is named Dusty, the Wild Man Crumb.
What? All right.
And your subheader is Dusty, the Wild Man Crumb, and his team of snake wranglers led Florida's 2021 Python Challenge with a 16-foot Burmese python.
So are you telling me that Dusty is actually a Florida man and he wrangles snakes?
I mean, I think we knew this.
Oh, my gosh.
I think this was something you and I both knew, but like...
Oh, my gosh.
Every show, we just looked at each other like, we can't tell him, can we? That's awful. All right.
What do I have to decide here?
I'm going to go off the beaten path on this one and ask you more of a name, image, and likeness question. That was kind of the Dusty his name, image. Anyway,
okay.
Would you rather go to North Dakota State for your favorite sport and collect $15,000 up front for your name, image, and likeness?
Okay.
But you only have a 10% probability of going pro in your sport.
Okay.
Whether that's gymnastics, you go to the Olympics.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Football, you go to the NFL. Or go to Hawaii for your favorite sport, collect no money from your name, image, and likeness, but you have a 55% chance that you will definitely make professional level in your sport.
Hawaii, and it's not close.
Really?
Yeah, because even if I don't make it pro, I get to live in Hawaii.
15 grand, though.
That's
some cash.
Yeah, it is cash, but I'm going Hawaii.
Yeah, and it's 4 years.
Yeah, I'm going
Hawaii.
Who the
hell wants to live in North Dakota for 4 years?
It's the winters that get me.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more the North Dakota that gets me. That's the thing that would bother me, not so much the winter.
Oh, man.
All right, I got one more for you. I don't know if you heard this last week, because as I said before, I saved this one from last week. Brazil's Bolsonaro, who's a dictator there,
mm-hmm.
he was hospitalized after 10 days of hiccups.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard about this condition.
Yeah, and it's something that you can actually go to the hospital for. And I think Swag said that like somebody in his family, this was a problem.
No,
actually, I think it was his dad who had this problem. I felt bad after telling him this. But would you rather always have the hiccups for the rest of your life or always feel the need to sneeze, but unable to sneeze for the rest of your life? And I don't mean like when you look at the sun.
Right.
I mean, like, you are walking around 24/7 on the verge of a sneeze, but you ain't getting none of it.
Oh, no.
But the other option
is miserable. I mean, I feel like for my profession, I'd have to choose the sneeze one.
Do you know how you would look on camera, though? You'd be constantly, like, having your nose
up.
Here
goes my radio career. Hope this is going well. Because apparently, this is my only option.
Welcome into Age.
I'd still take the sneeze one.
See, I'd take a hiccup.
Hiccups are so annoying.
They're pretty annoying, but at least from a job perspective. Like radio, I think you'd be safe because you got your cough button. And you could conceivably just go for however long talking. And then once you feel the hiccup coming, just
pop
the mic off.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your in and then come back and keep talking. Like the sneeze.
That's a good call.
I'm just sounding like,
yeah,
I'm about to sneeze all the time.
All right, maybe you convince me. I changed my tune. Hiccups. Right. Final answer.
Hiccups for you.
Hey, thanks for not getting us in trouble with PETA, but not thanks for making two snake ones.
Yeah.
That was not nice.
That was pretty good though.
That was not nice.
I am a huge fan of Dusty.
I don't know.
The Wild Man Crumb.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Which, by the way, I want to call Dusty that now.
I think you should. He's on vacation, so we can call him.
When he comes back, just call him that.
Yeah, just tell him it's like a company mandate. This is how we're referring to people now.
Yeah.
We've made up names.
Odyssey, it's from Odyssey Corporate.
Yeah.
They just go along with it, okay?
Here we are. Speaking of mandate, the NFL put one down yesterday. Lots of ramifications. Players, jobs, all on the line because the NFL has put their foot down in regards to the COVID vaccine. It's already cost two people their job. Talk about that next on AJ and Dusty. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. So training camp starts next week for most NFL teams. Very exciting. I'm pumped about that.
You're a training camp person?
I like training camp mostly because I get to go to the Seahawks one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. Yeah, you going up there this year?
Yep, going up there this year. Not next week, but the week after. We're going to do a big special on Coin. Try and talk to some of the, you know, local guys. Can do it in person this year.
That's
because
cool.
Like we're finding with the NFL, a lot of benefits if you're vaccinated for COVID-19. A lot of rules if you're not. And the NFL sending out a memo yesterday that put the league on notice on where they stand on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. They've added incentive for players. They're threatening forfeits and the loss of game checks if an outbreak among unvaccinated players causes an unresolvable disruption in the regular season schedule. AKA, remember how last year they were much more lenient? They had that 19th week or whatever it was, so that if you got your game canceled or postponed because of a COVID-19 outbreak, there was an opportunity to reschedule it. Basically, this year, they're saying nope.
Well, you remember the Colts last year. The Colts were shirking every single COVID rule.
Right.
And were just absolutely being reckless about everything.
Yeah. So the NFL saying that's not going to happen this year. The league really has set up a series of incentives to encourage players to get vaccinated. If you don't get the vaccine, you cannot get the vaccine, but you have to do a lot of things, including get tested daily. You have to wear a mask when you're traveling. You can't, you know, go out for dinner. You can't see people. It's basically 2020 all over again for unvaccinated players. Whereas vaccinated players, you get tested once a week. You can go out like to dinner and see people when you're on the road. You don't have to wear your mask. You can use the sauna, stuff like that at your facility. So basically the NFL coming down with a pretty strict wording here.
Yeah. And I think too, this is probably going to be the only time I ever say this about the NFL, but the NFL is now acting as the moral authority on this. They are now trying to be at the forefront like the NBA was last year with the bubble in terms of COVID protection and basically just saying, look, it's do or die at this point. And I do mean do or die, because the Delta variant not only is affecting people who are unvaccinated in a more contagious way, sending more people to the hospital and putting people in more serious health conditions, it's actually doing breakthrough cases on people that are already vaccinated. Now, it's a way lower chance, depending on what your age is, that you'd go to the hospital or that you would face some type of serious illness.
Yeah.
But the NFL is basically saying, look, we already lost a bunch of money the first year when this happened.
Yep.
And we don't want that to happen again. We'd like to at least fill the stadiums up a little bit and make it so we don't have to cancel games and then lose TV revenue.
But that's it.
Oh, yeah.
It's no, there's no morality here.
Yeah. This it's almost like they NFL. Fell ass backwards into the morality.
The NFL has said we don't want to lose more money.
Yeah.
They lost a lot of money last year with not being able to have fans in stands for most of the games. They lost a lot of money when games got rescheduled. Talking about, remember the wasn't the Ravens Seahawks game?
I was
Ravens Steelers.
Steelers, yeah.
Ravens Steelers supposed to be on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Got postponed three times.
Oh my gosh. And it was horrific because you remember Robert Griffin Jr. Was your quarterback because I think Lamar Jackson didn't have COVID. Well, he might have COVID. Anyway, he was out, and that was a horrible Wednesday game.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yes.
And you look at the viewership, they ended up playing on December 2nd. 10.8 million viewers. The 2019 Thanksgiving Day game, 21 million.
Oh, damn.
That is advertising dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of money. So that's what it comes down to for the NFL. And the result, if I can get my mouse to work here, is that people have already lost their jobs over it, because tier one staff, which, you know, coaches, support staff, all that stuff, they have to get vaccinated according to these new NFL rules. And the Vikings offensive line coach and run game coordinator, Rick Dennison, said, nope, I'm not getting it. So he has been relieved of his duties. And then the Patriots had an assistant coach.
Popovich.
who, not to be confused with the Popovich who is in Tokyo.
I actually had to look twice at that at the alert I got from Bleacher Report. I was like, whoa, Greg Popovich? I was like, no, yeah, Cole Popovich.
Very surprising. Yeah. So he's the co-offensive line coach, won't be with the team in 2021 in a decision related to the COVID-19 vaccine and NFL guidelines. You had a lot of players reacting to this too, including the Seahawks DJ Reed, who tweeted this out yesterday. He said, I didn't want to get the vaccine. We don't know the long-term effects. If you have the vaccine, you can still catch COVID. The NFL and NFLPA made getting the vaccine a competitive advantage. I just got my vaccine because I don't want to hinder my team. I don't know how I feel about that. So
that's what he says.
That's what he says. Yeah. Yes. To very much clarify. That is what DJ Reed said. He did get the vaccine. And it's true. If you have the vaccine, you can still catch COVID. But the ramifications of catching COVID are much, much smaller. Scientifically, this is a fact. It is not arguable. It is better. Like the ramifications of getting COVID are much smaller with the vaccine than without it.
And, you know, one thing I do want to, you know, address with this, and I'm trying to address it in the most, you know, light way possible without, you know, speaking on behalf of a population of people I probably don't have a right to speak of, but I know that research has shown that the African American population has felt more reticent to do the vaccine. And we got these reports from the NBA that said a lot of their African American players were saying, we're not sure we want to do it because of past things that have happened with vaccines and with medical experiments in the past, the Tuskegee experiments, to be more exact. And so I, for me, with this situation, there has to be a level of empathy for it. And there has to be a level of understanding because that was a very real thing that happened.
Yes.
And I'm sure that, you know, as a player, you look back at that and there's a lot of distrust that can come from that. But at the same time, there also has to be some type of just levity in understanding that it's a different time, a different place, and a different situation than what they were facing back then.
Yeah.
So, I understand that point of view and I sympathize with it completely, but just, you know, this is a virus that's getting out of control and it's harming a lot of people.
Yeah. And it has harmed a lot of people, has killed a lot of people. And so that's what's happening in the NFL already. You've had two assistant coaches saying that they are out because they are required to get the vaccine for their job and they don't want to. The Vikings offensive line coach, run game coordinator Rick Dennison, is no longer the offensive line coach and run game coordinator. And then you had the Patriots co-offensive line coach Cole Popovich, who will not be with the team in 2021 in regards to the COVID-19 vaccine. Players are reacting to this as well. We're going to touch on that when we get back after Will with SportsCenter. So we're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine and NFL players reacting to the memo the NFL sent out yesterday, basically telling unvaccinated players, hey, if you don't want to get the vaccine, it's going to be 2020 all over again. And also, if an unvaccinated person is the cause of an outbreak on a team that forces games to be rescheduled or canceled, that will go in the record books as a loss if it cannot get rescheduled in the 18-week window.
That's the backbreaker.
Yeah.
That's the one I think that, that's what hinges on everything at this point. For teams, at least.
Yep. So we had players reacting around the league. We talked about DJ Reed, how he said, you know, he hadn't gotten the vaccine yet, but now he made it, you know, the NFL and the NFLPA made getting the vaccine a competitive advantage. So he got the vaccine. DeAndre Hopkins also weighing in. He tweeted out in a since-deleted tweet from DeAndre Hopkins, never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. And then he deleted that and just tweeted out freedom, ? So you're getting a lot, but then you're also having a lot of players who are saying, you know, we have to get vaccines, right? Like, this is not like you have to get vaccinated to go to like elementary school and things like that. And so you're having people. The interesting part about it is we're seeing NFL players react to this basically live on Twitter.
Yeah.
And sort of having debates within their teammates. We're seeing it with the Bills.
Cole Beasley.
Yeah. So
I just wish he wasn't such an ass about it.
Right. I mean, I think there's like, I do understand what you're talking about and some of the concerns and things like that. But this is, you know, the NFL is a business. There are rules to play. And so they're well within their rights to do it. And, like I said, they don't say you have to get it, but they say here are the very real consequences if an unvaccinated person causes an outbreak. And here are the rules you'll have to follow in order to ensure that, to the best of their ability, that you are not the cause of an outbreak.
Well, and Joy Taylor, Collins' co-host, tweeted out something. I think she had retweeted one of the assistant coaches, the news that I think it was the Vikings assistant coach that was basically out at this point. And her retweet was that he made a decision, mm-hmm. and decisions have consequences.
Yep.
And I think that needs to be understood by the players and by everybody else that's reacting so strongly to this news, is the fact that, look, they're not banning these players. They're not saying if you don't get the COVID vaccine, you're banned for life or whatever. Right. They're basically putting you in a situation that says you either follow the rules or you don't.
Yeah.
We're not coming to your house, Cole Beasley, and hunting you down and, you know, putting you on the table and injecting the vaccine into you and doing experimental stuff to you and everything. This is your choice, man. If you want to continue to play football in the NFL, get the vaccine. Mm. If you don't, maybe wait around for the Canadian Football League. Perhaps they won't have the vaccine. You can go play for them.
Or just follow the rules if you don't get vaccinated.
Yeah, just do that. I think that there's this overreaction and this really inflamed sense of, you know, people having their freedoms infringed on by, you know, what they interpret to be the government. But, you know, honestly, it's the NFL. And they overreact to it, and it causes this massive outburst from players. But it's a simple thing of taking time to just sit down for a second, speak to people you know who have gotten the vaccine, speak to experts, because you're an NFL player that has probably a massive medical staff with people mm-hmm. that at least know something about this.
Totally.
And get all the information that you can, and then make an educated decision about it.
And live with the consequences of that decision.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just, you know, it's a difficult time. You know, we've talked about all the other things that can kind of play into it, but I think the most curious thing about this will be to see over the weekend, especially how many more players you'll see basically either back out in what you would assume would be either protest or assistant coaches who maybe they're older or they just are so strong in their opinions, just say, see ya, I'm out.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting because there's definitely already two assistant coaches who are not going to be on the sidelines for 2021 because they're not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. We have some players who are sort of digging in their heels about it all. So we're just seeing all of this unfold, but that's what's happening in the world of the NFL right now. And so to lighten the mood a bit, Will Darkins, I ask you, had the NFL used Tom Hanks to make their announcement, would it have gone over better?
Oh.
Just asking. Mm. Because coming up next, we're going to talk about, what'd you call him? America's uncle?
He's America's uncle.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to talk about him. And I want to know from you guys, imagine you're the CEO, owner of a company, and you have to make a decision. And you're going to change something that's been this way for more than 100 years. And you're pretty sure people are going to react strongly on both sides. Mm. Who do you use? Whose voice do you use to relay your message? Because a team in Cleveland used Tom Hanks, and I'm not sure it was as effective as they hoped it would be. We'll talk about that next on AJ and Dusty. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
We are a city on the rise, forging into the future from our ironed-out past. We are a city of fire and water, of trees and towers, built through generations of blue collars and the brightest scholars, and all of those who have worked harder. We hold tight to our roots and set our sights on tomorrow. And this is our team that has stood with our city for more than a century, from Old Municipal to the corner of Carnegie. A team that has seen its own progress and prosperity. Its history flows like the river through the heart of this city. A history that has given us miraculous moments. Moments that spanned years and others 22 games. Moments that broke barriers and moments that broke hearts. Moments that prove this is more than a game. We remember those moments as we move forward with change. You see, it has always been Cleveland that's the best part of our name. And now it's time to unite as one family, one community, to build the next era for this team and this city, to keep watch and guard what makes this game the greatest, to come together and welcome all who want to join us. We are loyal and proud and resilient. We protect what we've earned and always defend it. Together we stand with all who understand what it means to be born and built from the land. Because this is the city we love and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
So there you have it. Cleveland baseball team changing their name to the Cleveland Guardians. And Tom Hanks, the one doing the narration, which, if you're wondering, Tom Hanks, Cleveland, huh? I also was wondering that this morning.
That was my first thought.
Okay, you want me to tell you? I did my own research here.
Okay.
Okay. So his ties to Cleveland go back to 1977. He landed his first professional job as an intern at the Great Lakes Shakespeare Festival.
Oh.
He spent 3 summers at what is now known as the Great Lakes Theater and earned his Actors Equity card there. So he became a huge Indians fan during that time and has worn the team's gear and expressed his fondness for the city in numerous TV appearances over the years. So that is why they chose him.
So that's basically their McConaughey to Texas.
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. So...
I do love this text. Somebody just screamed Wilson.
I know. You can't like say Tom Hanks' name without somebody doing that. And so it's gone over okay in Cleveland. And I did some reading into the Guardians. They have this bridge in Cleveland, which did you know this part?
Again, more research. I read about this morning because I saw that too. And I was like, what the hell's that? And then found out.
They have a bridge that has this Art Deco statue on it called the Guards of Traffic.
Yeah.
So playing into that, I like the idea of saying Cleveland's the most important part of our name, right? Like that's good messaging.
Yeah.
Playing into the Clevelander and sort of the Ohioan.
Plus, I do love their hats with just the C. I'm a fan of those. The red C, the red, the red C, blue, everything. I'm a fan of the Cleveland hat.
Yep. And let's be real. Anytime you change a team's name, it's not going to go well.
No.
Right? Like, there's not one time in all of history has a team changed their name and everybody in the whole world is like, yes, that was it. That's what I've been waiting for.
Are you sure? Because when the Charlotte Bobcats happened, I think everybody was on board.
I don't think so.
Lamest name change ever.
Yeah. So I asked you, our loyal listeners, who would you have chosen? If you were going to roll out something like a name change, who would you have chosen? We have two. Well, we have quite a few in here. So the first one is Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
interesting.
Reynolds would be interesting. It would depend on what you're doing. A name change.
And your demo.
Yeah.
Like your demographic matters for Ryan Reynolds.
Well, and Ryan Reynolds is kind of snarky too. He's a little sarcastic.
He can be a little sarcastic.
So it's like if you read that off, I would think like there's a joke coming.
Ah.
Perhaps.
This is one that I knew we were going to get because it was one you and I talked about. Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, makes Morgan sense. Freeman's. Yeah, he's tops on the
knocks
list.
Knocks it out of the park. Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh, yeah.
I like that one. This texter saying that they would use him because this is how it is. Like it or leave it. I love it. I think that's great. I think if you're like just rolling with it and you're saying this is what it is.
Yeah.
He gets your point across without a doubt.
Jeff and Boring saying I vote for Sam Elliott. And I saw Sam Elliott a couple times too. And especially if you were going to roll something out. Like if Portland got a baseball team and you were rolling out the name, of course you got to get Sam Elliott to say it.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
That would make sense. This texter pointing out, pretty sure everyone loves the Seattle Kraken. That's actually true. I haven't heard a ton that have said, but that's a new team, right? Like that's different than changing a name.
Yes, exactly.
So that's different.
Well, that's probably going to happen too. Like you just pray that the NBA will let the Sonics be the Sonics and they won't change their name, because if they do that, every single Seattleite will crap on that. Like it'll just, it'll happen.
Yes. Someone saying Betty White. All right. I mean, it's pretty hard to hate anything that Betty White does, right?
Okay. But you're changing your team name and you have this speaking over the top.
But it's like,
we're the Guardians.
I mean, kind of cute.
Okay, but what if you had Sandra Bullock? Like, that would be badass if you had Sandra Bullock introducing it.
Mm.
Betty White, I mean, that's like, I'm trying to think of some old ass dude introducing it who's famous that doesn't have such a great voice. Like, Kirk Douglas at this point.
Mm. All right.
Kirk Douglas, Or I'm sorry, you know what? He's dead. I meant Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas's voice is very weak at this point.
All right.
Like, if you've ever heard Michael Douglas talk in the past couple of years, like, you should be worried. He doesn't sound well.
Mm. All right. Well, we have, I think this texter's messing with us.
Mm.
Kesha, Lady Gaga, Spartan Bro. I think that's from Spartan Bro.
Yeah, I'd go Kesha.
Go Kesha?
Sure, why not?
All right.
She'd make it exciting.
She would make it exciting.
Plus, I mean, there's different celebrities that you want for different types of news. Like, if it was my own personal PR nightmare, something that, like, I did wrong in my personal life. Like let's say I pissed my wife off in some capacity.
Yeah.
I would probably want Paul Rudd to narrate the apology video.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd want some light music with it, with him being like, hey, what's going on, Megan? Paul Rudd here. Remember that crappy thing Will did? Well, it's all good now. He's sorry about it. Like,
you're right. It does matter. Context matters here.
I'm pretty sure my wife would be okay with it at that point.
I like the David Attenborough. That's
a good one. David Attenborough would be really good, and especially good for Portland too. Because you imagine, like, if any baseball team that they have, you know, that they announce the name or whatever, like, you imagine there would be some type of nature motif to it, you know? So you could have David Attenborough talk about, oh, we're on the trees.
He should have done the Oregon City jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a good one.
Oh, that would have been really
good. That would have been a good one. No one has said the one that I thought of other than Tom Hanks. The other person that I would have do it, Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Hell yeah.
Because I feel like he's a good combination of, like, sort of Tom Hanks, like, familiarity and, like, you feel like you're his friend. But then he also has that edge of
intensity.
Like, it is what it is. You know, like, he can combine those two things.
Yeah.
I would have gone Denzel. I mean, not for Cleveland, but my answer would be me, Denzel.
Now, would you want, Remember the Titans, Denzel?
Training Day,
or
Denzel.
Or would you want Training Day, Denzel?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For different lines. Like, that was a 2-minute video that he narrated. So I think you can get both in there.
And if it was Denzel at the end of it, you'd have to get a boom.
Exactly.
Hell
yeah. I like it.
I do like Denzel. I
like
love that one.
Hey,
somebody telling me too, Michael Douglas recovered from throat cancer. So I'm an ass.
Well,
I didn't know that, right?
It's fair.
Oops.
We did it, Will.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
Hey. Thanks
so much. Soloed
your
first show.
Soloed my first show, but not really solo, because you were here with me. I appreciate it.
You get the credit.
Oh, that's very... Well, I'm bringing you into the spotlight, my friend, because couldn't have done it without you. Very grateful for that. Thank you, all of you guys, for listening along. We made our way through it, and I think we'll do it again Monday.
We will.
All right. Let's do it again Monday. But for now, have a wonderful weekend. I hope you get outside, get some good rest and relaxation. And shout out to all of my friends who are also going to be doing some DIY. I took all your notes on my patio. I'll report back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Isaac and Souk, prime time. It's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.